This is KZSU 90.1 FM. You're listening to the High Key Faksava show coming to you here from Stanford University on the Thursday afternoon. The show comes to you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. This is your DJ Ramsey reminding you to stay tuned after this show. Well, at about 5:55 p.m. California time for Stanford Sports Women's Volleyball at Colorado. That would be from 5:55 p.m. until 8 p.m. this evening. So I probably will end my show a little bit early here, and that will be 5:55 to 8 p.m. Remember to stay tuned for that. Stanford Sports Women's Volleyball at Colorado following my show, High Key Faksava. And if you've been listening to the show, then you have, and I'm sure many of you have, because I've received quite a few phone calls here in the studio asking about this music that I've been playing. The music is by a Lebanese band. Their name is Mashrua Layla. That is the band's name, and if you were to translate their name into English, it would mean the Layla Project. They're a bunch of young students at the American University in Beirut, different majors, and they got together and tried to create some music a few years ago, and came up with an amazing album, which they also called Mashrua Layla, and they released videos that are available, you know, on the internet, as well as an album of real gems, because they experiment with different genres, and the topics that they touch on are often controversial but always sort of empowering for marginalized groups in Lebanese society and elsewhere in the region. So if you like them, do check them out, Mashrua Layla. You can always check the spelling of the songs and the artists on this show or any other show by going to zookeeper.stanford.edu, and from there checking the playlists for the DJ who's on the air. Or you can also go to kzsu.stanford.edu and see who's on the air there and navigate from there to the playlist, so that especially with a show like mine where the artist's name sounds so different and so foreign to many, it's a great idea to check the spelling so that you can do an internet search for them and find out more. I hope that the kind of music I've been bringing you for the past, well, hour and 5 minutes has been pleasing to your ears. The group that I'm showcasing today is the Lebanese group Mashrua Layla, and you did hear an interview that I conducted back in the summer with the lead vocalist from the group. His name is Hamid Sinno, and Hamid sat with me by the Mediterranean, conducted the interview, which we just heard earlier in the show, in two parts. Hamid, a very, very talented musician and a very courageous young man, spoke so candidly about his love for music and his aspirations, his background, and his hopes for the future. Hope you enjoyed that interview. If you stay tuned for the next, well, almost hour with me here on the show, I will also feature another exclusive interview with another band member from Mashrua Layla. This time it's the young lady who plays keyboards. Her name is Umayya Malaib, and Umayya also agreed to an interview with me, which I will be airing shortly here on my show called High Key Faksava. And the show comes to you every Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. And before I go on to the promised interview with Umayya Malaib of Mashrua Layla, I wanted to let everybody know out there that I'm giving away two free tickets to a concert that's going on in the Bay Area. The concert is by Aswat, the Bay Area Arabic Music Ensemble Benefit Concert. Stay tuned for the number to call. And so let me just tell you a little bit about the concert. It's on Sunday, November 20th, and it's from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Aswat features, a dynamic range of voices, and they include this time dynamic singer-songwriter David Rovics, R-O-V-I-C-S. I hope I pronounced that correctly, and they're performing Soul Tradition Love, including songs celebrating the Arab Spring. Well, where is all this going on? It's going on at the Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California, located at 1433 Madison Street in downtown Oakland. All family members are welcome. There is no age restriction. The place is, near 12th Street BART. So if you are interested in winning two free tickets to this concert, then you can call me here at 650-723-9010 in the next 10 minutes, and I will give the tickets to the third caller. And so if you'd like to dial when I begin the interview with Umayyah Malaib, 650-723-9010. I'll be glad to give away two tickets to the Aswat concert on Sunday, November 20th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Oakland at the Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California. Aswat performs soul, tradition, love, including songs celebrating the Arab Spring. So I hope to hear the phone ring. Back to the show, I guess, and back to the second part of my show, which attempts to intersect and dissect and showcase music coming to you from Lebanon and Beirut specifically, because that is where I conducted the interviews with the band members of the ultra-hip Lebanese band Mashrou' Layla. We heard in my exclusive interview with Hamid Sinno, the lead singer, and we will be listening to to another interview in a moment with Umayyah Malaib. Umayyah is the keyboard player for Mashrou' Layla, a delightful young lady. But first, did you know that last year nearly 1 million seabirds were killed by plastic trash? It's true. The trash you drop in the street can end up in San Francisco Bay or in the ocean, or it can kill wildlife such as seals, pelicans, and leopard sharks. Save the Bay reminds you to always stash your trash. To learn ways to prevent bay pollution, visit www.savesfbay.org. That's www.savesfbay.org. It is 5:10 p.m. here on KZSU 94.1 FM. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I think I'm going to just take you to the interview I promised. That will be the exclusive interview I conducted the summer of 2011, with Umayyah Malaib, who plays a keyboard for the group Mashrou' Layla. She was kind enough to sit with me also by the Mediterranean and to conduct this interview with me in English, of course, where she speaks about her views on the music that she's creating and her busy life. This young lady is multi-talented, and I thank her for sitting with me, and I hope that our listeners here at KZSU enjoy this interview with Umayyah Malaib of Mashrou' Layla. So I'm sitting here with Umayyah Malaib, the one of the band members of Mashrou' Layla, and she's kindly agreed to sort of share her thoughts about what Mashrou' Layla has meant to her and to her life here in Beirut, Lebanon. You were telling me that the Lebanese have heard of the band at this point, because you guys have been around for a couple of years.
It's difficult now.
It is difficult to speak about oneself, especially to a college radio station halfway across the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you aware of the appeal of your music to college students? Well, I don't want to say across the United States, but at least across California.
We're not really... I mean, I'm not personally aware of much about us abroad. We get contacted for gigs from really surprising places, and we're always very happily surprised that, oh, they've heard of us in, like, Serbia and, Canada and L.A. It's always a great surprise to be contacted from faraway places and ask us to go do a gig there. So the fact that you're saying that we were number one is also a very big surprise for
us. Number one on the KZSU World Charts. I was tweeting, Facebooking that fact to half the world community. This surprises you, Maya. You didn't expect your album and your music to reach beyond Lebanon?
The thing is, I mean, it's great. We never had like a goal. I mean, I personally didn't have a big goal in mind. We were just making music, especially when we started, and just we were all still in college. We were just making music for fun, and people started liking it around here. And we thought, oh, it was just people from our university. And so we started playing around Beirut, and oh, okay, people in Beirut like the music. And then we started playing around Lebanon, outside of Beirut. It was a completely different crowd. And even they showed some positive responses. So we realized that the music is sort of reaching people in the country. And so our next step was to play in the region here. We played in Jordan, we played in Dubai and in Qatar. And they all had, I mean, Jordan was 2 years ago, now it's a different situation, but I mean, they had all had somewhat heard of us. But we played in Cairo a couple of months ago, and that was really overwhelming, because that's where we really felt that our music actually was reaching a lot of people that we don't even know. It's not just our friends anymore, it's gotten past that. And they knew all the words, they knew all the songs, they knew our names. It was a completely different level of, I don't know, energy between us and the audience. And we were used to this in Beirut, but not anywhere else. So, and now I believe Amman would be a similar experience. We're going to play there in September. But outside the Arab world, it's always a surprise to hear that people are relating to the music, especially because they don't understand the words. I mean, it's not just Arabic, it's Lebanese Arabic, so the dialect is even different, and it's difficult to understand the words sometimes, so it's great to hear that we have this impact.
Would you be open to the idea of performing at Stanford or at KZSU in the next year? Is this something that's daunting for you, or something that you would be open to trying?
Well, it's Every new place we go to is great. It's we learn from everywhere we go to, and when we play for new people, we always learn about ourselves. We learn about other people, and it's great to share energy with different people. So playing in Stanford would be great. I mean, playing in anywhere in North America would be very interesting for us to play for an audience that doesn't understand the language. So yeah, definitely.
Great. And Umayya, just can you tell us a little bit about yourself as an individual in the band? Where did your interest in music begin? And you know, did you envision yourself sort of taking off on this? Is it a second career to you, or a second journey? Or were you always thinking you wanted to be in music?
No, I mean, I've been playing piano since I was a kid, but it was always for fun, it was always for me, and I'm an architect by profession, and when I was in university, in the American University, I barely had time for the piano, which was very upsetting for me, because I loved spending time playing piano, so, and there were other people around me who felt the same. They all played instruments, and they didn't have time because of pressures from architecture, graphic design, and university in general, so that's why we actually started the band. And when we started, it was really just us sort of playing music that we enjoyed listening to, and so the fact that it grew the way it did, I guess the timing was right, everything just worked for us, everything was given to us quite easily. We were supported very much by our friends, by a lot of talented individuals who would come to us and offered to do video clips for our songs, and so I don't know. It became serious. It became a second career, and we decided to, like, when Haig and I graduated, Haig the violinist, we were the first to graduate, and we decided to stay in Lebanon and to stay in Beirut so that we can push the music further, because we both were planning on continuing architecture abroad. So in a way, we are prioritizing it as much as our careers. In architecture and graphic design.
Well, I spoke with Hamid about, you know, some of the political and social implications of the videos and the songs. But with you, Umayya, I would just like to ask you, how does it feel like to be the only girl in a band full of boys? I'm thinking specifically of a scene at the end of the Fasatin video, where they all pull over in a bus to the side of the street, and you have to look the other way because the boys are kind of, you know, and it's kind of like stands to show your face and you're the only girl. How brotherly do you feel towards the band members, and how easy has it been for you to perform with a band of boys around the Arab world especially?
I'm really asked this question a lot. It's always a big deal that I'm the only girl in the band, and
well, some would say you're very lucky too, you know.
Well, it's the thing is, when you're in it, it's not like that at all. It's really, I'm just really one of the guys. It's not a big deal. And sometimes I wonder, maybe I should make up answers like they beat me or they make me cook or I don't know. It's just, it really doesn't feel like anything special. And the part in Fasatin, actually it happened. They all just needed to, I don't know, pee.
Yeah.
So we were in the middle of the highway. So one of them went to the side and then the rest joined in. And I stood looking. I said, I can't join you guys. This isn't fair. And so the director was taking a photo of them, so I just jumped in front of the camera. I said, I want to be in the picture too.
It wasn't rehearsed.
They liked it so much that they made us reenact it for the video for the credits. So, but it was completely spontaneous. And but I mean, it's fun. It's always fun. Guys are different than girls. They just always make fun of each other. They're always being, I don't know, bullies in a very funny way. It's a different way of, I don't know, treating each other. Girls are much more, I don't know, they try to be more composed, they try to be more whatever. These guys, especially this six, they're just kids, and it's so much fun to just make music with them.
But I was asking, I think, the question more because in the West, and with the stereotypes of Arab women and young professional Arab women who have a career, who have a degree, who are able to balance that with music and talent and art, the fact that you're doing that is necessarily putting you in a spotlight that is sort of acting as a role model for other Arab American women, Arab women here, and perhaps defying the stereotype of the Arab woman as seen by the U.S. media. How much of that makes you conscious or self-conscious that your presence in that video clip that's playing around classrooms is actually defying a stereotype of the submissive, uneducated Arab woman? That is certainly not the case.
Actually, I didn't think about it at all. It's not something that occurs to me. I don't know. I guess when we first started, everyone heard Mashra Layla. Oh, so you're Layla? No, I'm not
right,
Layla.
Right.
They immediately think that it's my project. Then the second question is, oh, okay, so you're the singer? And no, again, I'm not the singer. I just play the keyboard. Like,
wow.
So you play the keyboard and you sing. It's such a foreign concept that the woman in the group is not the singer, is not the front person, and is just one of the people in the band. It's not as common as, I mean, the girl is usually the one that sings or whatever.
Right.
So
right.
This, I guess, is a bit unfamiliar, but it's around. I mean, you see it around. There are girls that play guitar, there are girls that play bass and drums and keyboard and everything, so...
No, obviously, but there's just very few Lebanese bands that have actually broken into U.S., you know, radio.
Yeah.
And the fact that you guys are doing that, at least on college radios,
mm-hmm.
is necessarily going to imply. So your answer is actually very informative for our listeners, because you're saying that these kind of bands exist all over Lebanon. There is nothing weird or different or very radical about a band that has girl members singing along with guy members. The lead singer could be male, female, and it's not an
issue. Yeah, I mean, it's less common. It's usually, I mean, there are still more men than women in bands, but it's not completely foreign. I mean, it's there.
Well, Umayya, can you say something to the Arabic students at Stanford who are probably listening and who have heard your album, who have heard you guys perform through YouTube and other internet sites? I know that it's very difficult to put you on the spot and ask you to say something, but these are students who enjoyed your music, and I think here at KZSU 90.1 FM, we would really appreciate a shout out to the kids. They certainly love your music and wish you well, and hope to receive you at Stanford soon.
I just want to say thanks for enjoying the music. We're very happy to know that it's reaching them and it means something to them in a certain way. It's great to have this connection with people that we've never met before, and we're very excited to meet hopefully one day. So thanks.
Thank you. Very nice.
تذكري لما قلتي لي انك رح تتزوجيني بلا فلوس وبلا بيت. تذكري كنت تحبيني مع اني مش داخل دينك. تذكري كيف كنا هيك. تذكري لما امك شافتني نايم بيت اختك قالت لي انسى عنك واتفقنا نضلنا هيك بلا دور وطنطنت بلا كرافات وصبحية. لما لقيت بلا فضلاتي ومشطيلي شعر وبعديني عالدوام كيف بتمشطي مشطيني. مسكتيلي ايدي وعديني بيشي ثورة كيف نسيتي كيف نسيتيني. تذكري لما قلتي لي انك ناوية تتركيني بلا فلوس وبلا بيت.
Wow, that was the Lebanese band Mashrou' Layla, translated as the Layla Project, and a song of theirs called Fasatin. The word Fasatin translates into English as dresses. The song actually talks about weddings and dresses and a marriage that's gone awry and much more. So hopefully you've enjoyed that song. If you did, check out the video that goes with the song, where you'll even be able to see such different imagery as a man in a wedding dress. Okay, are we speaking about Lebanon, the Arab world? Yes, we are. The group is Mashrou' Layla, and their first album was titled Mashrou' Layla. From that album, we heard the song Fasatin, but we've featured them for about an hour and 25 minutes now on the High Kifak Sava show here on KZSU 90.1 FM. This is an ultra, well, I call them ultra hip, but they're really an amazing band from Lebanon, young musicians who got together initially at the American University in Beirut and created a beautiful music together, music that defies genres, music that attempts to broach issues to often considered controversial in Lebanon and in most of the Middle East. And so I hope you enjoyed that song, and I hope you enjoyed the selection of songs that we've listened to them. The songs sort of featured as part of interviews that you were able to hear right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. The interviews were conducted and recorded back in the summer of 2011 by yours truly with two of the band's members. And so my very special thanks to Hamid Sinno, the lead vocalist of Mashrua Layla, who agreed to sit with me and candidly shared his views during the two-part interview we played earlier on the show today. And many, many shukrans and merci beaucoup to Omeya Malab, who is the keyboard player for Mashrua Layla, and who also very kindly agreed to sit with me by the Mediterranean and conduct the interview that you just heard. You are listening to the High Kifak Sava show, coming to you from Stanford on this, I guess it's sort of a rainy afternoon here in California, Northern California, and especially here at Stanford University. And I'll be with you for, at least another half hour, because we will maybe end a couple of minutes early here for Stanford Sports Women's Volleyball at Colorado. That will be following my show from about 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. But we do have quite a bit to go, and I would like to kind of showcase some other music from Lebanon for you today, not necessarily just the music of the amazing group Mashrua Layla. So I would like to kind of take you on a little bit of a musical journey through the music scene in Beirut, and through mostly the alternative music scene in Beirut. Hopefully you'll be listening to some of that in the next 20 minutes, and hopefully that will pique your interest to further investigate the kind of music that's being created in Lebanon, where Arabic, French, and English often intersect, and where the music is very hard to classify in terms of their attempt to fuse East and West together, Eastern and Western concepts of beats and music. The Stanford Summer Theater and Stanford Drama, in conjunction with the McCoy Family Center for Ethics in Society, as part of their Ethics and War series, presents Michael Frayn's Copenhagen. The New York Times calls Copenhagen the most invigorating and ingenious play of ideas in many a year, an electrifying work of art. Performances will run from Thursday, December 1st through Saturday, December 3rd, in the Pickett Hall Theater in Memorial Auditorium on the Stanford campus. Tickets are available at drama.stanford.edu. That's drama.stanford.edu. The show is Haiki Faksava. I'm your DJ Ramsey with you for another half an hour. And on with the show, here is an amazing young female musician from Lebanon. Her name is Rimach Sheish. Difficult to spell? Well, check zookeeper.stanford.edu to check how her name is spelled, or simply go to kzsu.stanford.edu to check that same fact. But however you spell it, her name really typifies the kind of alternative music coming out of Lebanon that is sort of unexpected and very, very groundbreaking. Rimach Sheish had an album named Felak, translated as Orbit, and we are going to hear the title track from that album right here on KZSU 90.1 FM.
هيدي غني لإلك دواير ونجوم وفلك رفقة قمر ولمسة هنا ما هي قوي جاذبيتك كل الأشياء وأنا بحبك آخر صورة انت قبل ما أحلم عين وما في حدا غيرك كأنه الحلا ما بقى فيك وإذا الخمر العتيق ما بيرويك خمر الحكي شو رح يعمل معك
النسخة الأصلية تطلب من شركة ليزر كاسيت أو إحدى وكلاء الشركة.
لطلع عراس الجبل وأخذ معي مفتاح وافتح جنينة أبي وقعد فيها وارتاح يا ربي زخت مطر تروي شجرة التفاح والحلو اللي ما بتنتا صبح عيونها سواح لطلع عراس الجبل واشرف على الوادي واقول يا مرحبا نسمها وبلادي يا ربي ليلة مطر ويسيل على الوادي شط البحر لاني اودعهم لقيتهم سفر والريح مطاوعهم ناديت رئيس المركب لحتى يرجعهم هدول احبابي راحوا مفتاح القالب معهم ليا وليا وليتي ليا على ليا ليا وليا وليتين ليا على ليا ليا وليا وليتين ليا على ليا لطلع عراس الجبل أشكي الأمر ما شاء الله الوجه دورة قمر يلا احفظوا
لي ولي وليتين لي على لي لي ولي وليتين لي على لي
وحدي توقف حدك ضلاني بنت عيلي بنت حالي.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was a Lebanese singer. Her name is Elisa. She goes by one name, Elisa, from the album Bastanak. We heard a song called Kirmalak. Before that, we heard from Tanya Saleh. Yes, the Tanya Saleh, whose music I featured on this show, Haiki Faksava, over the past few months. I featured the title track from her new album called Wehde. That means unity. And before that, we heard from another another Arab singer. Her name is Reem Benna, and Reem Benna, a Palestinian singer, sang a song called Ras El Jabal, translated as the mountaintop, that was taken from her greatest hits album, Ar-Rawa'a. And we began the set with a Lebanese singer, whose name is Rima Khshesh. Rima Khshesh sang a song called Falak, that means orbit. It is about 5:45 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. I'm so happy you were able to join me on this afternoon. It's kind of a rainy afternoon here in Northern California and at Stanford University. And my show, Haiki Faksava, comes to you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I will be with you next Thursday as well, but I am here to remind you that after my show today, and this is not every Thursday, obviously, please stay tuned for Stanford Sports Women's Volleyball at Colorado, and that will take us from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. Well, we're not really sure exactly about the starting time, but either way, my show will end at around the 6 p.m. As usual, we do have people taking over at around the 6 p.m. Please make sure to tune into my show next week from 4 to 6 p.m. The show is Hi Kifak Saba. And if you happen to be on Facebook, hey, give us a like by going at the show's title, Hi Kifak Saba. Now, for so many of you are like, what the heck is that show's title? Well, feel free to go to kzsu.stanford.edu and click on the name of the show there. Just copy and paste that into wherever you like, and hopefully you'll find something about my show. This is DJ Ramsey. I come to you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu, and my show, which attempts to sort of center on Lebanon, would not be complete without a song from the premier diva of Lebanon. She is, she's getting up there in age. I'll stay diplomatic. Her name is Fairuz. She's been singing for many decades, and I like to always include a song by her at least once on my show. And the fact that I haven't done so till now shows remarkable restraint on my part. The song that I am about to play by Fairuz is called Afi Emel. Translation is Yes, There Is Hope. It's from a brand new album she released earlier this year, and she continues to sing and record and release songs and perform in concert. Fairuz, known for her vocal abilities, is still around. She represents to the Lebanese a spirit of a Lebanon that many feel is long gone. But either way, she continues to inspire through the music that is created, often composed and written by her son now. His name is Ziad Rahbani, and I believe that he composed this song called Yes, There Is Hope, in Arabic, Afi Amal. It is the title track from a CD that was released earlier this year by the same name. So if you like this kind of music, then please kick back and enjoy Fairuz singing Yes, There Is Hope. And this song goes out as a special tribute to Bassam and Ava, both of whom I guess are huge, huge Fairuz fans. Here she is singing Yes, There Is Hope, Afi Amal.
شو ما تحكي وتشرح لي وتقول حبيبي حبيبي دا نرجع لأ مش معقول عندي سنون وفي عندي أرميل بعرف شو يعني إذا أنت بعيد بس حبيبي إحساسي معاك يرجع لي من جديد. في أمل تخفف زعل وبيذكرني فيك لوني شبابي بس ما بينسيني شو حصل رغم الزهر اللي امتلي لحقوق. حبيبي حبيبي تنرجع لا مش معقول حبيبي حبيبي ما عاد يلمسني الحنين. في ماضي منيح بس مضى صفى بالريح بالفضا. في ماضي منيح بس مضى صفى بالريح بالفضا وبيضل تذكار عن مشهد صار في خبز في ملح في رضا. شوف المي اللي بتنزل عطول. حبيبي احساسي هالقد معقول يزول. شو بتخبر اصحاب وزوار عني اني محدودي وبغار بس حبيبي كرمالي نيناتنا منعرف شو صار نيناتنا منعرف شو صار. Thank you.
Yes, that was Sharbel Rouhana and the Beirut Oriental Ensemble, a song or a tune called El Bint Ashalabiya, translated as The Beautiful Girl. That track was taken from Sharbel Rouhana's album Handmade, in Arabic Shughul Bayt. And before that, we heard the beautiful song by the amazing Fairuz, the ultimate Lebanese diva, Fairuz. The song was called Efi Amal, Yes, There Is Hope, and that was taken from her that new album that was released earlier this year. My name is DJ Ramsey, and the show is High Kifak Sava. It has been my pleasure to be with you here on this Thursday afternoon. I come to you here on KZSU 90.1 FM this Thursday, and every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. I'm glad you were able to join me for songs that mainly centered on Lebanon, and my many thanks to Mashrou' Layla, the Lebanese band whose music I showcased, and especially to lead singer Hamid Sinno and keyboard player Umayya Malaib, both of whom agreed to do an interview with me, which I aired exclusively today here on the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Check their music out. Check out Lebanese music in general. Hopefully you've enjoyed that. And just to remind you that we have Stanford Sports Women's Volleyball at Colorado coming up in a few seconds. Thank you for being with me here on KZSU 90.1 FM.